it's Butterfly Bloom, and I hope you guys are having a great day, night, or noon. So I am back. Honestly, I finished 6th grade, and now I'm on to 7th grade. Let's go. So, basically, school started for me already, and I found out that I have no PE this year. So, you know what that means? No basketball. But, it kind of sucks because I have no PE, at all this year. And honestly, I was kind of looking forward to PE. But, what also sucks is that I didn't get the classes that I wanted. I wanted art, and instead I got band. And, because the way it was is that, either you did band or you did art, and I chose art, but I guess there was, too many kids in art, and they couldn't put me in there, so they put me in band, and there's only, 15 kids in band, and it sucks. Not that there's a lot less kids, it's just the kids suck, and the band sucks. I don't like band. I don't like it anymore. Also, the teacher isn't the best. But, it's alright. I tried to change my schedule, but they told me that I couldn't. So, I guess I'm just gonna have to deal with that. But it's whatever, I guess. I have math all year for, every morning I have math. And, the way that they organize our schedules this year, the whole schedule is, weird. Because, basically, my school, we have these things called red days and blue days. It used to be red, white, and blue days. White day would be on Monday. And then, Tuesday, Thursday, red. Wednesday, Friday, blue. But, I guess, apparently, white days were, not good. And they just wasted time. So, they got rid of white days this year, which just made everything super confusing. And now it's every other week type of thing, where 1 week it's 3 red days and 2 blue days, and then the next week it's 3 blue days and then 2 red days, and it's just kind of a little confusing. But honestly, my classes are all right. I'm, super happy because I got, three accelerated classes. And I've only been in school for 1 full week now. But honestly, I think it's doing pretty good. I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm keeping on top of my assignments so far. And, it's not, 6th grade. I have, they, did not go easy on us. There's, a ton more work in 7th grade, and it's just a whole new thing for me, but I am persisting. Yeah, but that's kind of it, I guess. I have an Instagram now. I've had one for a while, actually, but I've just never introduced it. I don't think I have. It's called, my channel, it's called Butterfly Bloom Podcast on Instagram. And, I basically just post photos of there, cool photos that I took of the sky. So yeah. It's not really anything about the podcast that much. It's just, photos. So, yeah. Go check that out if you're interested in that. I think I take pretty good photos, and I think they're pretty interesting. So, today, I have 4 slimes that I got to review. They're Elmer's slime. Oh, well, 3 of them are, and one of them is, some random slime that's, it's called, Yummers, I think. And I had their peanut butter one, but that one kind of got stinky after a while. So Yeah, I think I made a video with it, like with that slime in it. But that one kind of got stinky after a while, and I honestly don't know where it went. I probably threw it away. But right now, I have hazelnut whipped slime. So, yeah. I will be honest, I already opened one. It's called Fruity Slushy, and it's a slime with like little palm, like little foam ball things, like tiny, tiny little foam balls. And honestly, I think it's pretty good. I've never had a slime like these, so like I was really excited, because like I've never had like slimes with like cool textures. They kind of all just been like regular slime, I guess. They don't like have no like no charms or nothing in them. I think it has like pretty good bubble pops, and it feels really weird but like really nice. It's pink, and I don't really like the smell of it, but like it's supposed to be like fruity slushy scented, like slushy scented, but like I don't really like the smell. It smells like medicine, kind of like this medicine that I used to take, but I hated it. Like, it smells like this type of medicine. Like, that medicine. Oh! A bug just flew on me. Okay, a little scared now. Don't know where that went. Hope it's not in my hair. Oh, yeah, I found a bug in my hair. Like, I was just, like, in the bathroom, and then I looked in the mirror, and I found, like, these, my dad calls them a light bug, and they just kind of, like, follow the light, but, like, they're really creepy looking, and I just found this, like, bug, like, a light bug, I don't know if that's, like, what they're actually called, but that's what I'm gonna call them, in my hair. It was just, like, crawling around, and I got so scared. Bro, I keep on finding, like, a ton of, like, things in my hair. Like, this spider flew into my hair, and I just like freaked out and combed my hair. And then another time I had my towel on, like after a shower, and the spider was in my hair. Oh my god, I feel something on my leg. Oh, I fell, and like I don't know if I told you guys. Yeah, okay. So basically, like, I was riding my bike with my brother. Well, he wasn't riding a bike. He was just, like, there. He was just, like, running alongside me. And I was just, like, riding my bike. And I was going downhill super duper fast. And this is something that I'm a little ashamed of. But I don't really know how to ride a bike yet. Like, I don't really know how to ride a bike yet. And I just, like, I fell a lot, and, so yeah, but I think you guys can see where this is going. So basically, I was going down this hill really fast, and I ran into my brother, and I full on, like, flew in the air, and landed, and I cut my knee open on the sidewalk, or, like, on the street, because there's no sidewalks here. And so, yeah, I got this gigantic thing, this gigantic cut, this that honestly maybe could have gotten stitches, but, like, I didn't get any. We just cleaned it up, and, yeah, I was good. And then I got to get, like, 4 days off of school. It was technically, like, two, but, like, it was, like, a Thursday or, like, a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday, I think, because, like, I was wearing my Wednesday shirt. I have organized clothing for each day. It's just easier that way. But I was wearing, so it was a Wednesday, so I got like 2 days off of school, and then I got that weekend. And then I probably went back on like Tuesday. But that was like last school year. Yeah, but anyways, so now I got like a gigantic scar. And then, you know, being problematic and clumsy. Well, not really clumsy, but just, like, not really protecting my own body. I fell again. Well, basically, in PE, we were going through this, like, we were doing this, like, obstacle course, and I went through this tube thing. and like the tube had metal bars to hold it up, and I landed on the metal bar and cut my knee open again. So basically, I had a bump from the scar, and I just cut that off, so my knee became flat again, which is not good, because I basically just cut off my skin. Thankfully, and even worse, I was wearing pants. Actually, no, not even worse, a little better. I was wearing pants, so they were kind of able to, like, soak up the blood, I guess. I don't know. But, like, my knee was just hurting, and I remember, like, telling my friends, hey, imagine I cut my knee open, and then, like, I pulled up my pants, and, like, I pulled up my pant leg, and, like, I did cut my knee open again, and then I was like, oh, well, that's not good. Anyways, I don't know if you guys can hear, but I am currently playing with the slime that I said, and honestly, I'm gonna give it, like, an 8 out of 10. I don't really like the smell of it, and I don't like how the foam balls, like, fall out all the time, and, like, onto your hands, and, like, everywhere. They're not really good at sticking inside the slime, but, like, other than that, it has really good bubble pops, and it's not actually sticking to my hands that much. So I'm gonna say it's, like, a solid 8 out of 10. I just wish that it was, like, it didn't smell the way it did. I wish it smelled a little better. And I wish the foam balls weren't, like, always coming out of it. But overall, like, its texture is really good. And, like, I honestly, like it. And I'm happy I have a slime like this now. There's, like, something on the lid. I just imagine the bug to be, like, crawling in my hair right now. It's kind of creeping me out right now. But, okay, next up is the hazelnut slime. That isn't Elmer's glue, it's Yummers by Jaru. Oh, okay. Well, already off to a good start. I like the way that the lid came off so easily. Okay, no, not off to a good start. Okay, this slime is honestly a little hard. It was easy to get out the bowl, the thing. Okay, this is just the peanut butter slime, but a little worse. It's not as stretchy as the peanut butter one. And it's like, I guess it's because it's whipped, but like, it's like, I can't even squish it. Like, it feels like a really hard stress ball. And like, I just like, it's not that good. It smells exactly like the peanut butter one. So, I don't know where they got the hazelnut from. It just smells like the peanut butter one. It's just a darker brown. Bro, the slime is so hard, I can make, like, a knot with it. And it won't stick to each other. Boom, I made a knot. It's like a purse now. Don't know how I don't like this one. Okay, I know. It looks cool, kind of. And, like, if you stretch it slowly, it, like, makes good stretches, if that makes sense. But, like, it's not that good, and it's not really pokeable, either. It's very firm. I have to, like, really dig my fingers into it, like I'm massaging someone. I don't really like this one. But it looks cool, kind of. Like, it's all shiny and stuff. I like it. I like the looks, not the feel that much. But it feels, like, cool in my hands. Because, like, it's, like, smooth. And, like, you can feel it stretch it out in your hands. Like, stretching it out in your hands. I don't know. I just don't like how firm this one is. And the smell. Smell isn't really hazelnut. It's, like, smell isn't the best either. So I'm gonna give it like a 6 out of 10. Because I do like the way it stretches. Kind of, if you stretch it slowly. And like, it looks shiny and cool. But overall, I don't know how I feel. I don't like it. It's too firm. It doesn't smell good. And it's not even pokeable, nor does it have bubble pops. I like the peanut butter slime better. I don't know if that was just because this one's bad or the peanut butter one was good. But the peanut butter one was actually stretchable. Yeah, this one doesn't even have bubble pops. This is gonna be a pain putting back. I don't know if that's just how whip slimes are. Oh wait. I didn't even really know whipped slime was a thing. It's like those like putties that like make farts or something. Okay, this is really hard to put back inside of the thing. It like expanded as I was playing with it, and like now I can't. Oh my god, now I can't even put it back in. Oh god. Okay, I need a water break. I have water with me at all times. I don't know why my throat's been a little dry. I ate a spicy soup earlier. It was pretty good. But I guess it just like kind of burned my throat, if that makes sense. Yeah, but and then I fell asleep. I need to like stop taking day naps because that's not a good sign. The cap was already broken off of this slime. By the way, this is Glassy Clear by Elmer's again. And it's honestly literally glassy clear. Like, this is actually so cool. Like, look at it. Like, look at it. It's actually, like, so cool. Like, honestly, like, this is, like, the clearest slime I've ever seen. There's only, like, one bubble in it, or, like, two. Let's see. I don't really like clear slimes, because half the time, they're just, like, putty, kind of. And, like, you can't stretch them that well. And they rip easily. So, I'm not a big fan of clear slimes, but this one just looked really cool. It's like a glass of water, but, like, just a little bit more foggy. Yeah, so in band, I'm just gonna talk as I play with these slimes. In band, I play the bells. It's like the xylophone, just like with more. Oh my god, wait, let's. Oh my god, this is. I don't want to ruin it because I haven't taken a picture. Oh my god, it's actually like nice feeling. Wait, it's actually like really cool. Oh my god. It's actually like I poked my fingers through it and like it just made like an indent and you can like see it. Like look at it. Oh my god. It has like stars on the design, like on the case, and like the stars just make it look so much cooler. Like it looks like a Milky Way, I think that's what it's called. It looks like a tunnel or something. Like, the ones that you see in, like, ants. Like, those ants. I did a, like, whole article thing on, like, ants in, like, second grade. We had to, like, pick an animal that we wanted to do. And we had to write, like, I don't know, like, a whole story about them. I don't know how many, like, sentences each page had to have. It's probably, like, 3 sentences. But like, yeah. I can still see those stories because we did those stories on Google Docs. So like, honestly, that's kind of like a flex for me. Like, I was like I was like 8 years old and I was like working on a computer and everything. I don't even know how I was working on the computer. I think the way it was is that we would write it out and then we would type it out. But like, I don't even know how I was typing. Like, there's no way I was typing like fast. Like, I would have been typing like so slow. So I'm just like, I don't even know how I managed to finish my work. Oh, the other sucky part about this year is that middle schoolers don't get no Chromebooks. So now we gotta like we can only use Chromebooks in class, and that's because they provide the teachers with Chromebooks. But we don't have our own. And like last year we had our own that we took home and had a case and everything, and that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But this year we don't have that luxury. Oh, did I get slime on the table? It's okay, I'll just clean the table. Oh my god. Okay, so just like I suspected, the clear slime is a lot like putty. I can't get it out. Like, I've just been trying this whole time while talking to get it out without making that much noise or like losing focus in my speech. But like, I can't get it out. So give me one sec to try and like dig this out. Oh my god. Oh, it looks like I'm stretching glass. Oh my god, I'm like holding glass pieces. I think they chose a good name. I like how it like goes clear. Like, almost immediately after you touch it. Like, a lot of clear slimes don't do that. So, I wonder what they did for that. Like, to make it do that. Clear slimes are definitely not my favorites. And right now, currently, my favorite slime of them all right now is my slushy slime. The pink one. Oh, well. Yeah, it's pink, but I don't think I told you guys that. But the one with the little foam balls in it, I think that one is the best one so far, and it also has the highest rating at the moment. It's only the second one to be rated, so I don't know if that's like a big competition, but you know, it's the thought that counts. So I am currently like, my birthday is gonna be in a few, like, 2 months, and I'm so excited. Well, not really, because I don't want to grow up. I'm gonna be 13. That's just, like, a sucky age to begin with. So, like, I don't know how it's gonna go. Hopefully it goes good. I still don't even know what I'm gonna do for my birthday. In 2 more years... Well... In 2 more years, I'm gonna have a quince, and that's gonna be pretty cool. I can't wait for that. Ignore all the squeaking. That's just me trying to get the slime out of here. It's like sticking to the container so hard. I just like can't get it out. Ah. Oh my god! I don't know if I should be sharing this on here. I don't think. Any of the students that I go to school with are gonna find this. So basically, like, I cannot eat lunch in peace with, like, my friends. Like, so basically, like, one of our friends who gets in a lot of drama, like, all the time, has been sitting with us lately. And, like, that's fine. But, like, the thing is that all her drama, like, comes over to us. And the next thing we know, there's, like, 7 different random students coming up to like to where we're eating, just like talking to her about like what's going on. And it's just like, it's like, come on, man. Like, we're only in seventh grade. Like, chill out. And that's what I don't get personally. Like, I get drama. Like I have been in some, but like, it's never that serious, obviously. I just like, I don't get it that much trauma, honestly. Like, me and my friends are good. I like my friends. I have like a few close friends. And that's like kind of it. Oh, I have robotics this year, which is pretty cool. But the only sucky thing about robotics is that, like, it's me and these two other girls that are the... And we're the only girls in this class. This class of, like, I don't know, like, 15, maybe, kids? Or, like, 10? So, like, there's, like, seven other boys, maybe. I don't really remember. And there's supposed to be two more coming in, but they're, like... Like, one of them is in Hawaii right now, and the other one is nowhere to be found. Like, they don't know what's going on with him. He might be sick. I don't know. But, like, he hasn't been to school for, like, the whole week that school has started, so... Oh my god, I'm, like, the best at my classes right now. Like, the teachers are literally saying to me, can anybody... Well, they're saying to the class, can anybody answer the question... And then I raise my hand, and then they're like, anybody but my name. And then I'm just like, well, dang. Because, like, I'm the only one in my classes now that's answering questions. And I don't know if that's something that I should be proud of or, like, sad about. But it's getting me a lot of privileges now, because today, like, we read an article in, like, science. And we had to share the notes that we wrote down in the article. And... When the teacher was like, okay, like, she was like, because there was, like, a few girls that hadn't shared their notes, and she was like, okay, you guys share your notes, and then I was like, and then she was like, and you guys will be the last ones, and so I was like, wait, I haven't shared my notes yet, and she was like, ah, you already participate in class enough, and so I was like, oh, okay, and so I didn't have to do that, so, like, I guess it's, like, paying off. But that's kind of, like, all that it's paid off. And I am just kind of enjoying this because I know it's going to get harder. I finally got the glass. I finally got the slime out. Honestly, I'm surprised. It's not breaking that easily. Like, I do have to stretch it a bit slowly. But it is not breaking that easily. And it honestly feels nice. It's, oh my god, do you guys hear that? It has, like, great bubble pops. I mean, not bubble pops, pokes. And it has great bubble pops. Oh my god, this is, like, a good slime. Like, it's one of the, like, first good clear slimes that I've seen. Oh my god, the slime almost touched the mic. ASMR for you guys. Oh. sometimes when, like, we're getting ready to film, I just, like, do ASMR to the mic. It's just, like, but I don't do it. Anyways, so I just realized that I am running out of time, so I will see you guys in the next one. I hope to make... Okay, thanks, Alexa. So, I hope to make a part two of this. I still have, like, one more slime to review and my pens, because I have pens. So, I will see you guys in the next one. Bye!